With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report. Last week, we discussed tree selection in preparation for the Oswego tree sale on May 1st. Now that you have a decent tree to plant, the next step is to plant it. Holes should be dug at most only as deep as the tree will sit. There is a point at the base of the trunk where the tree suddenly gets wider. This is called the root flare and is where the roots begin. The hole you dig for the tree should never be deep enough to bury the root flare, and keep in mind that any soil dug out will settle, so if the root flare is right at ground level during planting, it will sink slightly beneath ground level. In wetter areas, you might want to plant the tree even shallower to prevent water from pooling around the base of the tree. For ball and burlap or container trees, the hole should be at least 1.5 times the width of the root ball in order to allow for outward root growth. The soil you remove from the hole will be used for backfill, so be sure to save it in a wheelbarrow, breaking up any clumps. Check the tree for any cords or wires and remove these if present. In ball and burlap trees, the root ball is often surrounded by a wire cage. There is no evidence that leaving this cage on negatively impacts the tree, so removing it is not required. However, if the burlap is synthetic, that should be removed, as it will hinder root expansion. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.